Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to Season 2, Episode 9 of From the Hive, the latest podcast/radio show series here on KALA. I'm Ryan Schistel, as always, joined by Luke Vera, Sierra Mari, and Anna Vary. Before we get going, a bit of a disclaimer. This podcast was recorded through the studios of KALA HD2 106.1. Thoughts and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of KALA or St. Ambrose University. So, as we always get started, how's everybody doing? We'll start with you, Luke.
I was rocking the Monday blues yesterday because I had to come back to school for an 8 a.m., followed by a 9 a.m., followed by another two classes. And I was not happy, but I'm feeling much better today. So,
Sierra?
This weather got me feeling some type of way, and I don't like it.
And Anna?
I would agree with Sierra. I think it is the weather that has kind of put a damper on my motivation, but I agree with Luke. Today's definitely better than yesterday, the first day back from break.
Yeah, yesterday was not fun, you know, coming back after watching four straight days of March Madness and just having nothing to do but four classes. And then, I mean, today's weather has kind of made today drowsy, but outside of that, I would agree that yesterday was definitely not as good as today.
I almost kind of feel bad for the people who, you know, went to like a sunny state or a sunny country, you know, absorbed all that sunshine and then came right back here to this gloomy, gloomy weather.
Like cold, too.
Don't forget you, cold. It's bad. Like, for the listeners who, you know, may not live in the Midwest or, you know, specifically in Iowa and are experiencing this weather, it is like 40 degrees outside, feels like it's -3, and
it does not feel like it's -3,
and the wind chill is not chilling out. That's a fact. It is insane right now.
By the way, the real feel is 36. So, leave it to Sierra for the false information, the fake news from Sierra.
It's personalized news.
So, outside of that, though, there was no episode last week because of spring break. So, how did everybody's spring break go? What did you guys do? Stuff like that.
I just went home. So, I'm originally from Coralville, which is right next to Iowa City. So, I went home for the first time this semester, which was really good. It felt good to be back at home with my parents and with my dog, and then I was also able to see all of my older brothers, which we all don't live in the same place anymore, so it's kind of hard to get us all in one house again, but it was really good. I relaxed a lot. I did a lot of sitting on my couch with my mom. I went on a lot of walks with my dogs, read a lot of books, or at least tried to, and then I was also studying because this week, first week back from classes, I have a quiz and an exam. So, I mean, it doesn't really slow down in nursing school. So, spring break was used to catch up on all the things I'd kind of fallen behind on. So, a lot of reading and note-taking on those readings. And then just preparing for this week and those exams. But overall, it was a really relaxing and enjoyable break. Enjoyable? I don't know if that's a word. I enjoyed
enjoyable.
It. Enjoyable. There you go. Enjoyable break. I was able to see my niece, which a lot of you know. I adore her. I love her to death. Her name's Eden. So I was able to see Eden. She just turned 6 months old over spring break. So that's pretty exciting, her half birthday. And yeah, I had a good break. How about you guys?
I mean, I guess I can go. I also just went home to Chicago. You know, the one thing that really stinks about our spring break is we're never on the same spring break as anybody else.
But did you know that next year we are lined up with the Davenport Community School District and the University of Iowa?
Are we really?
Yeah. I don't know why. One of my professors told me that. I haven't fact-checked it, but if it's true, next year.
I mean, that'll be nice. But yeah, so like, literally all my friends were home the week before me. So when I got home on Friday, I had Friday, Saturday, Sunday to like hang out with my friends at all. Sunday was our big St. Patrick's Day parade in my neighborhood, which that's always a fun but long day. And then outside of that, I really didn't do much. Monday, Tuesday, I just kind of sat around the house. Wednesday, I did a little bit of just like running around for my parents while they were at work. Thursday, March Madness. Friday, March Madness, and I actually met up with my grandpa to have lunch in Indiana, which was nice because I haven't seen him since probably about Christmas. And then, yeah, Saturday came up here. I had some family from Indiana drive in to town and just kind of hang out for the weekend. So, I don't know. It was like a boring break, but like it was a much needed good rest break.
Mine was pretty similar to your guys's. Went home, relaxed. I watched a lot of March Madness, but I had influenza A for like 5 days when I got back on Saturday. So I was just recovering. And it sucks because I was planning on just staying at home and relaxing, but I couldn't feel like it was actually relaxing because I was sick. So I don't know. I'm feeling better now, though. I got a lot of March Madness stocked. My bracket's busted, but it is what it is. I had Kentucky in my championship game.
Oh, that's always a mistake.
Yeah, it's because Charles Barkley said that it might be their year, and for some reason I decided to listen to him, which was a terrible idea. But, yeah. Anyway, I had a good spring break. It was relaxing, even though I was sick. But I enjoyed it.
I got UConn going to you're winning the championship, so.
Yeah, see, I do too. So, like, that half is still fine, but it was not a good first day for me.
I've got UConn and Tennessee, so my championship is still looking okay.
Don't be telling everyone your secrets.
There are no secrets. My bracket busted on the first day, like Luke's, so.
What do you mean busted?
Like, I got one game wrong. It automatically ends after that.
Yeah, I got.
Like, your bracket is still, like, you can still see it, but the goal is to get a perfect bracket, which is impossible.
Yeah, in our family thing, I got the worst. I was only above my mom who picked the computer auto-generated bracket.
Oh.
So from everyone that actually like picked, I was the worst.
In my family bracket, you know, the Midwest regional with like Purdue, Tennessee, I only have gotten one game wrong so far. And I had whoever Utah State played in the first round, I had Utah State losing.
Yeah.
But outside of that, that part of the bracket's been perfect, so.
So I had a pretty good spring break. I basically stayed here. I was helping Dave a lot at the radio station, and then I also, you know, waitress. And I was just doing that back and forth. And then I had, you know, some lunches and dinners with people. It was just, it was a pretty chill yet eventful spring break. Like, it didn't do much, you know, I stayed here, it was low-key, but I still filled up my time a lot. Like, I was just always busy, always doing stuff. But now that we're moving, you know, into school, I don't know. I'm like, I'm so close to the finish line, you know, of graduating, that it's like, I don't know. I just, it's so much work right now, you know, so I'm just trying to push through this, like, last 2 months. Just trying to push through, for real.
So, I know Sierra, via Anna, has some April trivia for us.
Yes, we do.
Now, we should get this out of the way to start. We don't know 100% how true all of these are, but we're just going to listen to the internet, which is always a bad idea, but not always a bad idea. But
this information is from AmericanTrainingInc.com. And, you know, it's talking about the month of April and some fun facts. So something interesting I found was America's first astronauts were announced by NASA on April 9th, 1959. Does that seem accurate to y'all?
Can you repeat it one more time?
America's first astronauts were announced by NASA on April 9th, 1959.
Sure.
Good start.
Yeah, sure, definitely.
Yeah.
1959.
100%.
Yeah, but we'll see. This is interesting. Our first president, George Washington, was inaugurated on April 30th, 1789. That's interesting. That's very interesting. Oh, my gosh. Hey, also, you guys know about the Titanic?
Yes. Yes, I've heard of it before.
What is that?
Yeah.
The Titanic sank on April 15th, 1912.
Fun fact, there's like a billionaire who is remaking the Titanic. Like, he got same dimensions, all that, and he's going to try to rebuild it.
And sail it?
Yeah. Like, have it function. I'm just saying, an iceberg appearing would be maybe the greatest thing ever. That, like, just history repeating itself completely would kind of be
Ryan,
fine.
That is so bad of you.
Well,
so
obviously funny. Not people dying.
But so if it was just him ironic. And he had a lifeboat, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It'd be funny.
I'm sure this would be well-equipped, you know, with...
Oh, you would hope.
With safety, you know, precautionary measures. You know, April 1st is coming up.
Is it? And what's April 1st, Sierra?
April Fool's Day. So it's saying on this website, you know, laugh it up. Because April is a humor month. So if anybody's born during this time, you know, y'all are probably funny.
Sure. Sure.
Do you guys have any memories of throwing or, like, doing pranks on your teachers in, like, an elementary school?
Teacher, no. I think I woke my sister up by cracking an egg on her head, though.
Oh, my goodness.
See, my parents would always do something. Our most memorable one is my dad got an iPad for Christmas one year, or someone did. Someone had an iPad, and they kept the case. And so I was in, like, middle school, but my younger siblings were in elementary school. So... we come downstairs, like, one at a time, and my dad goes, here, I got you an iPad. But, of course, you open it, and it's like a little iPad for your eye.
That's so criminal.
That we is all, criminal. He did this to every single one of us, all four of us, and we all fell for it. Yeah. And he thought it was the funniest thing ever, and he talks about it, like, every once in a while. That was the funniest April Fool's that I remember. This is just for my parents doing some random stuff.
This is kind of sweet. April is named for the Greek goddess of love, Aphrodite. And the birthstone for April is the diamond. Isn't that so sweet?
Sure.
Why are you guys looking at me like that? They have like a...
April and Aphrodite don't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
Why not?
They both start with the letter A.
That's the only reason.
They start with the letter A.
Hey, here's a fun fact for you.
From which source?
Myself and my knowledge. The MLB opening day is a couple days away.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I am. Chicago Cubs and Justin Steele are going to play the reigning champions in the Texas Rangers.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Big country fastball, big Mississippi mud fastball, whatever you want to call it with Justin Steele. I'm excited.
So, everybody, I want to say, you know, it is well known that I'm a foodie. Over the break, I tried this really, really good Mexican restaurant called La Dueña, and it's on Washington G Street. It's on Washington Street, very close to here. I'm talking like less than 5 minutes away drive. It was the best breakfast steak burrito I've ever had in my entire life. That was so good. The cheese was melty. The tortilla, you know, that enclosed everything, that was melted with butter. It was so crispy and perfect. Better than Chipotle, better than California Burrito, and better than Pancheros. That's a fact. It was the best. And I'm going to be going there again. I love it.
Okay.
That was a great fact.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's a fact.
I do have a trivia question. I got this one. Over spring break, because I went to a trivia night.
Okay.
Mainly for Luke, but you two can also guess, because it is a sports question.
Okay.
Okay. It's multiple choice, so I'll give you your options, too.
Let's hope they're not select all that apply. Those are nursing questions.
No. In what year did the American League and the National League merge under one commissioner? Okay, that's the question. And here are your options. 1965, 1980, 1990, or 2000?
It's 2000.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't know that they weren't under one commissioner from, like, the start, so...
Okay, so Sierra looked it up.
No, I didn't. I'm looking up April's fun facts.
But yes, the answer is 2000, which I would have guessed, like, 1900.
That's easy. No,
I would have guessed. I would probably would have guessed 1960.
That's what, when we went to the trivia night, that's what I guessed, because...
So wait, how did it work before?
They were like...
Two leagues run separately?
Like two...
That would just play each other?
Yeah, pretty much. It was like one big league, but like separate entities.
Interesting.
And then they merged under one big entity in 2000. Like, I would have never guessed
that. I did not know that at all.
I have a question for the board. How are everyone's classes going right now? We kind of skipped over this, you know?
Yes.
How is everybody doing right now? Are you guys excited for the rest of the year? You know, plans, anything?
Well, you know, we're a day and a half back from break, so. They're pretty much the same as they were before we left.
Well,
for May.
I mean, it's kind of like with Easter, it's like an extension almost of spring break. So I kind of just feel like.
Yeah.
I'm still in spring break mode, and I kind of will be until I'm back from Easter, so.
This really is, like, the most pointless week of school.
Why do I have so many tests or, like, you know, like, exams as well as big papers due this week?
Yeah, I do have a midterm that I got halfway done with last night.
You know.
So there is that.
I honestly, I do have an exam this week, but.
I'm just like, we only have 4 days this week, 4 days next week, you know? It's like. I don't know. For me, personally, the workload is just getting a little too much right now. I'm just saying. And I'm sure it is for Anna, too, with, you know, her nursing stuff. Like, girl, how many tests do you have coming up?
I agree with you guys. It's kind of rough coming back for just the 4 days. But, I mean, I think it's nice that we get an Easter break. Not everyone gets an Easter break. So, I mean, that's something that we can be grateful for. But I agree. Workload is very heavy right now, but I always remind myself that, like, this is what I'm interested in, and like I work at the hospital, so I see it in practice, and so it's just, like, really cool. And it's literally, like, once we get back from Easter, it's like a straight shot to finals. So it's like knowing that there's not that many weeks left is really motivating. And I think yesterday someone in my class counted the days, and there's only like 54 days left of, like, school, like us going to school, I think. Or, like, I don't even know if that includes the weekends or not, but they counted something.
That might be the happiest I've been in a long time just hearing that news.
And so it's, like, to know that we're so close. But, honestly, I'm really scared for finals. So I'm hoping the days go a little bit slower so I can really get some good studying in. But we're so close. And to know that, like, summer's at the end, like, that's, like, the light at the end of the tunnel is summer break. Like, that's, I think, my motivation. I don't know.
No, girl, I agree with you. I just feel like time is zooming by, and I'm like, where is it going right now? You know what I mean? Like, last year during this time, I feel like it was going slower, but I don't know what's going on. It's just zooming.
Yeah, I don't know. It felt like first semester was going by fast and then really slowed down. This semester, I feel like, has flown by. And that could just be because of how busy we've been with other sports, travel, stuff like that. Like, it's all kind of snuck up fast, but I'm just nervous that these next, you know, 5-6 weeks of school are going to be incredibly slow.
Not for me. We have spring practice.
Well, yeah.
So, for me, it'll be pretty quick, but I don't know. I feel like you guys are just kind of, like, hitting it on the head, but, like, I don't know. I feel like my major is kind of different, like, with doing sports management, too, at the same time. It's like everything hits you at once. All the tests and exams and stuff. So it's weird. I don't know. For me, it's really different.
I can kind of relate to that, though, because in nursing school, like, we're busy all the time, but there's definitely, like, the weeks where you have, like, 3 exams, and then there's the weeks where you have no exams, no quizzes. So it's, like, you have a really hard week, and you've got to be, like, 100% into it, like, studying every second that you can, and then there's weeks where you're, like, actually, like, go do something fun with my friends and go out to dinner with them, like, stuff like that. So I can totally agree where it's, like, on and off, and yeah, it's gonna be a battle to the end. But I mean, like, Luke, it's spring season for our sport, so I mean, the month of April is the month that the NAI has allowed women's soccer to play our games, our spring games. So we have 3 dates. We only get 3 dates, and so we have 3 dates in April, so we have, I think, a Saturday and 2 Sundays that we'll be able to play. So
are they at home?
We have 2 away and 1 at home. Our first one's away in Dubuque versus Clark and the University of Dubuque, so that should be pretty exciting. That's not this week, because this weekend is Easter, but the one following will be in Dubuque, which will be exciting. It's always good to get out there and play and see how much work you have yet to do. I mean, spring is about growing and improving and developing players, so I mean, hope for the best outcome, but honestly, just to see improvement, that's what we hope for. So, yeah.
You're in season in the fall?
Yeah, so we're fall sport, and then spring is our off season. But I always feel like spring's always harder and more busy
it definitely is.
Than the fall, so.
Why is that?
I don't know about any other sport, but for soccer, we're not in the weight room at all as a team in our main season. We just practice every day. And so that's manageable. Like, you know what time you need to commit, like 2 hours, 2.5 hours every day to sport. But in the spring, we're in the weight room like 4 times a week. We're running 5 times a week. Like, then we have training on top of that. So it's just like you're constantly doing something. And then in the spring and in the fall, we do a lot of development of like the mental side of the game. So those are meetings that take at least an hour. And there's constantly meetings with your coach and like goal setting in the spring. So it's just a lot more on your plate, and you're trying to develop and trying to improve. So you have to commit a lot more time to it.
Yeah, I was going to say, for football, our practices are at least 30 minutes longer in the spring. And we're in the weight room way more, because we were doing 4 days a week lifting and then 2 days a week of running with that. But for spring practices, we're going to be doing 3 days a week in the weight room and then 3 practices on the field. So we only have 1 day of overlap. But you're right. It's a lot of mental stuff, just getting better more than focusing on like preparation for a game or stuff like that. So you'll focus on your little things like your hands or like your footwork, or where you're supposed to be when they're in this certain alignment. And I know for the defense, I won't give too much away, but we're switching up our like playbook. So that should be fun to relearn.
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah. It should be fun. You know, spring is always, it's always just kind of for the love of the game. Because, you know, practices are tough without someone to play. And even though we do play ourselves in spring ball, you're still just going out there to practice for the love of the game. And it's a little bit different and a little bit more difficult, I think, on the mental side of it.
Well, speaking of football, schedule came out. We got first ever night game at the new stadium. That's week one, too, so.
Yeah, the day after my birthday.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
Ah, well, look at that.
Yeah, I get to go to sleep early on my birthday and then play a football game the next day. So it should be fun.
But did I hear New Jersey's this year, too? Is that what I heard in the...
I'm not sure how much I'm supposed to say about
that. Well, yeah, I'm not going to say. We don't have to talk about it on air or anything like that.
But yeah, there was talk about ordering an alternate jersey.
Ooh.
Like a color rush, or I don't know what you want to call it.
You know, I've talked about this for the longest time and how we should do this, and I've had so many options that I think we could do.
There was a couple options, and we had like a fundraising night where as a team we all like got together and tried to raise some money to get the jerseys, and I think the one we decided on was a light blue pant jersey combo, I think.
See, here's the thing.
But I'm not sure what we decided on, and I'm also not sure if we're like wanting to release this on social media.
Well, that's fine.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
On the football Instagram and the Fighting Bee Athletic page.
So I've always said that if we were to do a color rush or an alternate jersey, like a good baby blue.
Yeah.
All out, or like a smoky gray.
I think actually that was the two options.
I feel like a good smoky gray with like the navy letters or numbers, or even like white letters, numbers with like a navy outline or something on them. I think it'd look really cool.
Yeah, I think it was the baby blue almost all over, and then like navy trim, white letters.
Yeah.
With like the stripes that LSU has on their shoulder pad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it'll be a good look. I don't know if the helmets are different. I don't remember that.
All right, you guys can tell me what you guys think about this. Somebody once said we should do an all-black jersey.
I think every team should have an all-black option.
Like, I feel
that's one of my deep-held sports opinions.
I feel like the only problem with us, though, is like with our colors being navy and white, like,
that was
how do you
point.
Incorporate the navy into that? Because black on navy with like letters and numbers, that would be very hard to see.
Yeah, you don't do navy. You do the baby blue or the powder blue. You have the all black and then the baby blue trim.
That's true.
Around white letters.
Yeah, I guess my whole thing with that, though, is like, how much do we really incorporate the baby blue? You know what I mean? Like, I think baseball still has a baby blue jersey, I think.
Women's soccer does, too.
Women's soccer. I know, like, basketball has, like, baby blue trim on their jerseys, but...
I guess, though, with the new rebranding of the university, with the new logo, and there's also a new color. So, I mean, we still use the navy, that's the darker blue, but I think the new blue is more, it's brighter, it's not as navy looking. So, I mean, technically, if we were to all evolve to that color eventually...
Yeah, I'm going to say
it wouldn't clash
I,
as much with that.
I'm
going to say,
I think for right now, though, I don't think that's affecting athletics. Like, I think athletics is kind of staying the same. Because I know that was a big talk. Like, would we have to get rid of the B on, like, the helmets and use a new shield? Oh. But I heard that wasn't going to be the case, at least for now. But.
Yeah. Before we close up, I wanted to say, I don't think we talked about how it is Women's History Month right now in March. So I wanted to quickly say that this month of March serves as a time to honor the achievements and contributions that women of all backgrounds have made throughout the history of the United States. So I just wanted to say that, you know, March is very important in that sense. It was also Black History Month. And then, you know, we had International Women's Day. So I just want to say shout out to everyone.
Shout out to everyone.
Yeah.
That's a great way to
shout out everyone. Anna, you going to shout out everyone?
Shout out everyone.
And with that, I think that's going to do it for this episode of From the Hive. Once again, this podcast was recorded at the studios of KALA-FM, St. Ambrose University. Thoughts and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of KALA-FM or St. Ambrose University. Thank you to Dave Baker, the general manager, for letting us do this. This is probably one of the most random episodes we've had.
Maybe.
But for Anna Vary, Sierra Mari, and Luke Vera, I'm Ryan Tristel, and we will see everybody next week.